JSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Canadians are understandably upset with the American ambassador talking smack about our country. But there is one representative who has done the whole planet proud. And today we celebrate the accomplishments of our inexorable ambassador to the galaxy, Voyager 1. Launched in 1977 along with Voyager 2, it remains one of humanity's greatest engineering triumphs. Its five-year mission, yep, just like Star Trek, was to study Jupiter and Saturn. Beyond all expectations, in 2012, it entered interstellar space and is now 24 billion kilometers from the tiny blue speck which launched it. In November of next year, it will have traveled one light day. Amazingly, Voyager 1 is still sending home an increasingly faint signal, generated with just 69 kilobytes of memory, an 8-track recorder, and software written in the prehistoric coding language called Fortran. That signal we receive today arrives after a 22-hour delay. That data is still teaching scientists about the makeup of space between the stars. In its ambassadorial role, Voyager carries a 12-inch gold-bladed copper disc containing sounds and images which portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth. An open-armed greeting to who or whatever may happen on the intrepid traveler. That we come in peace, goodwill, and of course, bearing humanity's unflappable sense of curiosity and wonder. That's the role of a good ambassador, Pete Hoekstra. To help build bridges, not telling the world or universe that your host nation is burning them because it's a nasty customer. I'm Cal Coat, elbows up. As we speak, radio signals are carrying this program into the great unknown. And we do our best to represent the cultural diversity through art, which has been entrusted to us. Ancestral and electronic sounds find common ground for experimentation in northeastern Brazil. And we have two examples off the top. The Formiga dub produced San Jean and Cordera rhythms of Maxa Perkum. And this from Grupo Bongar and Megabo. From the album Macubada Boa, here's Manhaka from World Beat Canada Radio.
Manhã cá, me dá caça sua metade de me abraçar. engasgar. Num canto de uma história assim, D&B princesa. Tu vês como eu abro na rua, estás me orientar. Xixi por na calça, está a tropar engasgar. Num canto de uma história assim, D&B princesa. Oi, 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 D&B princesa. Oi, oi, oi.
Macapercum. That is the rhythms of Cabo Verde from Brazil and D&B Princesa from a new album called D&B Africa Volume 2. Also a new spin group of Bongar off the top and Magabo with Manhaka from Macuabada Boa. Here's Afrotronics from Montreal and the sounds of the Anedi Desert in Chad. It's Odaye. From World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
more big beats from your own backyard, Canada. Tunisian-Canadian Miriam Ben-Amour, together with Carmen Rizzo, are Didon. And their new release is Bab El Medina, just last week. And we share another great track. Balya is next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. You're keeping time with the beat of the world. I'm Cal Coat.
قطحوهم سيف أذاني لولا بالصبر حباني خالقي ما زلت حيا
جوانا زلفي يا رمش جوانا ازعش خيلي ليك كمال واي واي ازعش خيلي ليك كمال واي واي قابوك يا
Don't ever let anyone tell you that there's no good music being made anymore. We have great new tracks every week. And this week's latest is Dislocated Pulse, featuring the Kurdish spike fiddle of Mernim Rastigari. We heard Kabuki right there. To the kings of Zam Rock from Zambia, it is Witch. Their latest album is Sigolo. Here is Queenless King from World Beat Canada Radio. Dislodge that one from the number one spot on our monthly top 30. You can get your copy of the chart by subscribing to our weekly e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it's kind of a Halloween leftover. You know, one of those candies that comes in wax paper and tastes vaguely of molasses. I used to hate those. Here is Dub Moans with a one-drop version of Pet Sematary that they call Pet Sanctuary. That's much better. It's World Beat Canada Radio, your touch of the familiar.